This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup discussion of the items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week, the top 10 stories and the people. We'll try to discuss all of them or as many as we can and not get stuck on Donald Trump, even though that seems to be where everybody else is stuck on Donald Trump. So joining me in the discussion is Jay Kirshner, who's here from the Good Day program, and also my friend is stalwart fill-in and always an entertaining and informative John Harper from WMEL down in the Space Coast in Melbourne,
ready
Florida.
Approach and ready to play.
Ready to play. Okay. All right, Joe. Wasn't there a song from an old movie or something? What was the song? I'm trying to remember. The phraseology you just used there reminded me of it. I
I'll think of it in a minute.
Yeah. Put them in, Coach. All right. So let's the weather and whatever's going on. So how has the weather been? I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago. I didn't have time to check with you, but I was interested in the temperatures. But the weather was okay. But you've had – how would you describe the weather in Florida for this winter? Because I don't think we've talked to you for a few months. So
there in the Space Coast. I don't think we've talked since January, but we've had a very mild winter. I would really say that probably 2 or 3 days were below the standards of what we've come to expect here in Florida as far as being cold.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're experiencing a drought, and we should be getting into the rainy season, but we've got a pretty good drought going on. Temperatures through Easter Sunday are going to be a little bit more on the mild side. And we do have a little bit of rain coming in Easter Sunday, but we have a long way to go to make up for this drought type of condition we're experiencing.
So what does that do for the oranges from Florida, the grapefruit, all the mainstays, the Florida crops this time of year? Lots of veggies come from Florida as well. What does that do to farming operations and to the general course of events? Because Florida is a big ag state.
Well, it is a big ag state. People don't realize that, Doug, but you're right. Big on agriculture and big on cattle raising as well. People
yep.
don't realize that, but I think cattle raising is number two in the state now, with grapefruit and oranges perhaps third on that list. But what it does at the moment is, just like any other part of the country, it creates conditions where the tender vegetation finds it difficult to grow, gets burned up in the heat of the sun, and it creates problems in that regard. We haven't gotten that far, but it could be around the road if we don't get some rain. Also, Doug, something that people are concerned with is the fact that we've had some pretty hot temperatures here so far this year, and a lot of people feel if we don't get that rain to cool off the Atlantic waters and the Gulf of Mexico waters, it might be time to fasten your seatbelt during hurricane season, because that water heats up and feeds those storms, and we don't want that to happen.
No. All right, so that's a good overview of what's going on there. Certainly the weather is always a topic of conversation. At number 9 on the countdown this week, when I look at this and I think this Angel Reese, who was at it with Jill Biden I suppose Joe Biden maybe, I think we said, Jay, on the program this week, she may have misspoken, maybe made poor judgment. The winner is the winner.
She's probably just trying to think of, like, it was a good game. Everybody who played in the championship game should be invited to the White House. And that's not the case because that's never been the case. It's always been the champions go. The second place team, the team that loses in the championship game, while it's still great to be able to go to the big
game, you were second.
They shouldn't be invited. And a lot of this, it's all about what Angel Reese has been saying, but what's getting buried are all of the people who are rallying around her. Like Stephen A. Smith has even said, she's a champion. She's allowed to have her thoughts and also stand her ground.
Anger, I know, but come on.
But other teammates have jumped in and said it. Even Iowa, they had even said, like, that was a stupid thing to say, and if we are invited, we're not going to go. It should only be the champions. It should only be the people who won the championship.
I get all of that.
Yeah, other people are chiming in and saying the same thing Angel Reese is saying. She's just the only one getting heat.
Well, but you know what? The anger, this is a game. And so, Mrs. Biden, I'm not an apologist for her, but I'm really getting tired of everybody being so outraged about everything. I'm angry. We're going to get these people. Yeah, it was a bad judgment call on Joe Biden's part. And it has nothing to do with her husband. I would probably be more apt to control, I'm controlling my feelings about Jill Biden because I think she's A-okay. I don't care much for her husband's way of running things, but the two are separate human beings.
Yeah.
And so she said something that at the moment she thought it and okay, but then afterwards she took it back because it wasn't the right thing to say and it really wasn't good judgment on her part. But for God's sakes, what are these people so angry about? The anger, the visceral tone in Reese's voice, and bang, ooh, this is terrible, you're an awful, but come on, give it a rest. Get the hell off of Twitter and all the other things. And so people agree, it was a bad call, but let's drop with the anger. Everybody's so angry about everything. I just don't get what's gained by all of this anger, frankly.
Angel Reese was already taking a lot of heat for a hand gesture she did during the game, which other athletes have done. No, other athletes have done that all the time. It's the "you can't see me," which started with John Cena and the WWE. NBA players have done that. Football players have done that. Yet she is the first person that people have a problem with doing it. And it's the question of, is it because she's a college athlete instead of a professional athlete? Is it because she's a woman instead of a man? That's been a lot of the conversation, too. So she was already in the news before the Jill Biden stuff, even.
Just anger. So much anger everywhere. Okay, number 8. John, I'll be curious about your weigh in on this. There are a couple of things that are tied to the focus on radio, who supplies what. So this week, NPR was deemed by Twitter to be in the same league as the Russian RT network, which is, I think, pretty much gone now, and the Chinese news agency. That may be a little overkill, but it does bring to the surface the whole business about why is public radio, why is it subsidized by the taxpayers when they admit that it's only 1% of their budget and they don't really need. They have their begathons and they get lots of dough out of that. So I guess the question for me isn't so much the fact that this was brought to the surface by all the hooting and hollering, again, more anger displayed. But why are we supporting NPR? Nobody sent me a check this week from the government to help my radio program, right? And if anything, the government should be, members of Congress are weighing in on this whole controversy with regard to AM radio being taken out of cars and trucks, but there's no money coming. Why does NPR need the taxpayers' money?
Well, I find it kind of, you're right, Doug, and I agree. Not only do they take the taxpayer money, but as you mentioned a moment ago, they've got their begathons going on. I believe the NPR station here in the Orlando metro area just completed their begathon, and I find that when they keep saying, without you, we can't keep operating, and we can't keep this radio station alive, and things like that. Totally. I heard recently that NPR had a budgetary cutback of several hundred thousand dollars, if not into the millions, And I can't quite understand where all of that money has come from and where it's going. And
from the inside radio department, I've told this story a few times over the years, but this means something to the older radio guys or the professionals who have been around for a while that are on the commercial side versus the public nonprofit side. I think you may have heard me tell this story on the air. You remember Ellen Ratner from the good old days of her being involved in the Washington scene. She and I had an idea to bring this program that we do now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, to NPR. So we had a meeting with the fellow who at the time was running NPR, and we expressed, you know, how we would do it and produce it and yada, yada, yada. It was like $1.3 million or something. I forget what the number was, but it wasn't a big number in comparison to some of the other things that they do and how they produce it. And the guy sat across. We were in his office more than 4 or 5 minutes after we made the initial pitch. He said, "Well, this doesn't work for us because you're not members of our club." And I looked at him. Yeah, those were his exact words. "You're not members of our club." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "Well, you don't have experience in public radio. You've been in commercial radio." And I wanted to reach across the desk. But that's the arrogant attitude that they have there, and they've always had that. The difference between commercial, "Well, you're in commercial radio. That's crap compared to what we do." And then you look at the money that's spent to produce these shows. You listen to any of the, especially the weekend shows, they've got a list of producers and directors and contributors as long as your arm. Right. And, you know, so anyhow, I guess I've ground my axe long enough. But
it's time to stop the government-run NPR and just privatize it.
Yeah. It doesn't need government money, and so don't give it government money. And never mind, I remember the first time this really became an issue was when Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were still in the Oval Office, and Hillary went public. And it was so amusing. I can never forget it. "Oh no, you're going to kill Barney. Oh, don't take Barney off the air. Wow." Okay. Yeah. Hey, enough on that. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptom, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security, Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio Review, looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, at gooddayshow.com every week and also talkers.com. Jay Kirshner along with John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida with our review of the charts, information and conversation, opinions about the talk issues, the events, the people that are being discussed. And speaking of people, Jay, we have our comments from many people on social media. This is the written word versus the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Your comments at 855-999-DOUG about the issues of the week certainly are welcome as well. It's 855-999-3684. Okay, and on social media, in Facebook and Instagram's case, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. So what have we gathered together here comment-wise, Jay?
Well, definitely Donald Trump's arrest and all of that happening this week.
We asked the top stories. What do you think the top stories are?
Yeah, that's a big story that people are following. Terry Seavey says our former president being arrested and brought to court. It's a very sad week for our country.
Is it? Yeah. Is it a good week for the country? I'm not weighing in on either side, but I wonder how many people think it's a good week, and maybe those are the people who don't like Trump to begin with, or maybe those are the people who are watching the judicial system, which certainly has been bastardized in lots of different ways on all levels in recent years. So is there room on both sides to be happy and to be sad, I guess would be my question for Terry.
Daniel Erskine calls it a Trump witch hunt.
You can make that argument, and it may be, but I don't like this guy, DA. I kind of put Alvin Bragg, his name out of my mind, because I think he's a grandstanding phony. But I also think there's something to all of this. So if you're enamored and you're a member of the Trump can do no wrong department, then I guess, you know, you're going to see it that way. Trump has done a lot of wrong things, and so he's just being, you know, there's not only this, there's the rape allegations. A lot of people are wondering how strong the case is against him. You know, that stuff isn't going to go away with just a few days of conversation, but I understand your point of view, Daniel. All right, what else we got?
And then Mike Willard also chimed in, political weaponization of the judiciary.
Yep, there's plenty of that, plenty of evidence of that. Yep.
Jan Roby also says on the opposite side that he is rotten to his core, meaning Trump. Following Trump's arrest, he is rotten to his core.
Do you remember who was that Tom Terrific? I'm Remember that from Captain Kangaroo? And Krabby Appleton was the bad guy in that cartoon. He was rotten to the core. Remember that? John, J.J., you probably wouldn't remember that.
No, I remember. I've heard it, yeah.
I'm Tom Terrific, greatest hero never. I can be what I want to be. And if you'd like to see Follow, just follow me. And in the cartoon series, yep, Krabby Appleton was rotten to the core. All right, what else do we have here?
Martin J., a different news story. Following that, no sanctions were put on Russian uranium products because it would shut down most nuclear power plants.
That's an interesting thing, the wrinkle. You know, the Russians can do no good, no matter what. The uranium issue and the fact that, here's the ring, having gone to where Chernobyl was in Kiev and seeing, you know, what had happened because they didn't build a good plant, that's really the issue here. If you're going to use nuclear power energy, then you better build a plant that's safe and secure. And Chernobyl was built like a cardboard house. So it was, you know, there's that. No sanctions were put on the Russians then, but there should have been way back then sanctions on Russia because of the way they built that ridiculous nuclear power plant. All right, one more quickie.
Colleen Maxey says the reps ousted from the Tian House after gun protests, biggest bunch of BS I've ever seen.
BS! We'll have none of that here, thank you. All right, we continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel's military has launched air attacks on southern Lebanon and the Gaza Strip following a volley of reported rocket attacks on their country. Today's strikes in southern Lebanon came a day after militants fired nearly three dozen rockets from there at Israel, wounding two people and causing property damage. The Israeli military says it targeted installations of Hamas, the Palestinian militant group in southern Lebanon. Former Alabama Senator Democrat Doug Jones voiced his anger over the expulsions of two of three Democrat state lawmakers from the Tennessee legislature for their roles in protesting gun violence, calling it a dark day for democracy.
Today is a really dark day for democracy in this country.
Tennessee lawmakers called the actions of the removed House members an insurrection against the Tennessee House, as their goal of stopping the vote succeeded. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. Now, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John Harper from WMEL. Jay and I on the Good Day program, going through the stories this week with comments and thoughts. As an aside, you know, there's always this, has been for months, stories in the countdown list, Jay, focusing on our relationship with China, our relationship with Russia, our relationship with the countries that to us seem important.
Our relationship with ourselves.
Yeah, right. So this week, and this kind of relates to number three on the countdown list, the price that we're paying for gasoline. The reason we are is because our friends, the Saudi Arabians, convinced OPEC to shut down the production of 1 million barrels of oil this past week. And that's why you paid 4 or 5 cents more at the pump by the end of the week, because of the Saudi Arabians. These people are no good. They are not our friends. As far as I'm concerned, they're part of the axis of evil. And if the price of gas didn't prove that, the story this week of their getting together, the Saudis with the Iranians, as they formally reestablished diplomatic relations, which is a milestone in the relationship between the two most powerful countries outside of Israel in the Middle East. They cut off ties 7 years ago, after Saudi embassies in Iran were burned to the ground. The execution of one of the Shia clerics caused that. The Saudis like to execute all kinds of people, formally and informally.
Mm-hmm.
They're curs. They're no good. They've never been any good. And all of the attempts, the friend, when George Bush the father was over there patting those bums on the back, they are no good. They are not our friends. And the two things that point to that this week are the price of oil in OPEC, and also they're going back to the ties they have with Iran. Iran is no good. And so how do we, you know, we try diplomatically to deal with all these people. We always give the Saudi Arabians the benefit of the doubt because of all the oil that we get from them. What happened to oil independence that started during the Obama administration? One of the few good things that Obama did, in my mind, was to open up encourage, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Production of oil here at home.
Be self-sufficient, yes.
Right. So anyway, the Saudis fussing around the various religious, you know, I think one of the things that happens here, and this goes back to our understanding what was going on in Iraq and why we did the wrong thing by invading there, not understanding the difference between the Shias, and the Sunnis, the various sects. And so as soon as, I think if I remember correctly, John, you probably remember this better than I do, I think Saddam was a Sunni, if I'm not mistaken, and when he died, the Shias took over, right? Do I remember that correctly?
Yes, you do. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, and that's the reason that there was the big split that there was in Iraq, and that's where the Iranians are mostly, if I'm served correctly again by my memory, Shias are Iranians and Sunnis are Iraqis. I think that's what mostly, I mean,
that's,
it's not...
That's my understanding of it, yeah.
Right, yeah. So anyway, they get into these big, it's kind of reminiscent of the Protestant and the Catholic fight in Ireland. It's the same thing, fighting over stupid religious differences that in the test of time don't, you know, especially when you think about we're in Easter weekend, not that that means anything to the Muslims, but there is a comparable Muslim holiday. I don't remember what it is at the moment, but at any rate, you know, these guys, the Saudis, and, you know, we turn, when they killed Khashoggi or Khashoggi or whatever his name was, remember the news guy 3 or 4 years ago, they hacked up and threw into the toilet, you know, and then what they've done, you know, they were responsible for 9/11. People, what do you mean? Every single one of the 19 people involved in September 11th were Saudis. Every single one of them. And yet, what did we do? Did we bomb Saudi Arabia? No, we bombed Iraq. Like the thinking here, the Saudis have, it's so obvious. And whenever I get down the street, you can tell by the tone of my voice, it really ticks me off. So anyway, probably I should.
They trained for 9/11 here in Florida,
yep.
in Vero Beach, and also in Boynton Beach at a small airport there. And every time I go by those airports, I can't help but think about their training and what they did, starting with those small airports in Vero Beach and Boynton Beach. And you're absolutely right, Doug. People forget about the Saudi Arabians, and they focus the attention on the wrong country.
Yep, for sure. All right. Now, number four, the abortion, well, let me ask the question of the two of you, Jay and John. Is the discussion of abortion and the trans legislation, is that driven by religious points of view, religious fanatics or religious issues?
Probably. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that that's where, I wouldn't say everybody who is against falls into that same box, but I think that that is one of the main talking points in a large group.
Mm-hmm. What about you, John? What do you think?
I totally agree with Jay. That would be correct, and a lot of people are talking about that this weekend, but it's going to get even bigger in the weeks and months to come, I think. So watch out for that one.
Well, I think the reason that I bring it up, there's so much religion discussion this weekend, appropriately so, because it's not only Passover, but it's Easter. And we think about some of these things. When my mind goes to other things, you know, we're talking about religion, organized commercial industrial religion. I don't subscribe. I believe in Jesus as a powerful human being, and it doesn't have anything to do with religion. And it is kind of nonsensical, as much as this is anathema to a lot of people. He was a Jew. Wasn't a Christian. Didn't know anything about it. There was no Christianity. The church named after him, Christ, was the, you know, sort of the figment of the imagination of some people who wanted to push the pagans out of the way and have some fun themselves, if you will. So look at what it's grown into. And one of the horrible blights, looking at what's happened, you know, the Catholic Church wants to run away from this, but this weekend in Maryland, the Attorney General accusing officials of the church covering up, failing to act in the sexual abuse of 600 children in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. There was go ahead, John.
No, hard to believe how many young men were involved in that. And
156.
Yeah, and how many members of the Catholic Church, the clergy, were involved? It sure it sure rattles your faith in the Catholic Church with what was going on there in the state of Maryland.
Once again, the same sort of thing, cover-ups from top to bottom, the same as what was going on in Boston for decades. And the hierarchy of the church in the Vatican doesn't want to, I mean, once in a while they'll talk, make reference to it, but, and the people who are good Catholics, frustrated with all of this, it's not their fault that this has happened, it's not, you don't blame Catholics, you blame the people, and the way the Catholic hierarchy runs the church, making it impossible for men and women who are serving, supposedly, the church, living an unhealthy lifestyle that leads them to do all kinds of things that wouldn't probably be done if they could live a normal lifestyle. That's judgment from my side. I guess I'm not a Catholic, but I just look at this and I think, okay. Now, the business of, there are a number of protests that were going on in New York and other places around the country because of the Trump activity this week. There were a couple of changes. I think, was it in Virginia, where a state legislature, Jake, correct me on this, I'm dealing with my memory here. There was a female Democratic state rep who changed to be a Republican. I think it was in Virginia, wasn't it? Or was it West Virginia? One of the two states where she changed her stripes and changed the weight of the Republicans in the state so that they could override the governor on vetoes and stuff. But governor's a Democrat. Was it Virginia? In my mind, am I remembering that right?
It is. Of course, my computer just froze. But it is. I believe it was Virginia.
I think it is Virginia. Yep. Anyway, so there's that going on in Tennessee.
It was North Carolina.
Sorry. Okay. All right. So in Tennessee this week, a couple of lawmakers were expelled from the state legislature. They supported gun reform protests and made their way to the state capitol. So this is another one of those. You know, we don't have gun control or those discussions in the top 10 this week, but we have lots of politics. And so can you believe that they throw them out of the legislature because they supported gun reform? The protests that were going on?
Well, they said it was about the decorum and the protesting itself.
Well, maybe it was.
And two of them were expelled. The third one faced a separate kind of, not trial, but a separate look and did not end up being expelled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the third one survived both, but the other two, it's amazing to think in a state legislature, what they would do as far as eating their own, so to speak. Truly amazing, especially in this age of so much turmoil in governments all across the country. And I think you're only going to see this get worse. This is another story that's going to heat up, and we haven't seen the end of this one.
Well, I guess my question would be, not knowing the inside workings here, were they tossed because they were part of the disruption and the state doesn't want to have that kind of, you know, protests that lead to people thinking about January 6th? Or were they tossed out because they didn't agree with the leadership
because they didn't agree with the leadership of that state. That's what got them tossed down. That's kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, and the trio stood at the well of the House of Chambers, and one was even leading chants with a megaphone. So was it that what exactly their involvement was with these protests, not just being part of the protests, but also what kind of society do we have if we don't even want our politicians being part of protesting as well? Aren't they Americans? Mm-hmm. Don't they have a right to protest?
Yep, they sure do, as long as they do it in the proper way. Yep. Okay, so let's see. Down in Florida, the preseason ended. And so now we have the first full week of the baseball season. See any trends there, John?
Yeah, absolutely. The Tampa Bay Rays have gotten off to a great start, and looking forward to a great season with the Rays, an amazing team, and they're always fun to watch. So that's the trend. I see the Rays doing a number again this year on the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, come off of it, will you please? I think it's interesting how Tampa has come into its own in terms of sports. Look at how they did, you know, in any number of ways. It's become a big, big sports town.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it is. All right, John. Good to have you. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, along with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday. Here's Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com talking about cars and trucks and electric vehicles and his travels, because he's one of the most renowned people, experts on automobiles. No matter what the issue, he's on top of it. I was reading an overview of lifestyle choices that people are making. That is, the cars that people are choosing because they last long. The average Toyota Sequoia gets 300,000 miles. The average Toyota Tundra gets 260,000 miles out of it. The average GMC Yukon, 252,000 miles. Let's see, the Ford Exposition, 244,000 miles. I'm looking to see if there's any, a lot of vehicles here, 280,000 to 290,000 miles, the average GMC. So when they say how many miles they got, is this when the car is brought to the junkyard and they look at the speedometer or the reading in the odometer?
Or, it has critical failure, like the engine, something that has to be replaced. So, and look at there's some key things that you talked about in there. First of all, two things. All of the vehicles you mentioned are based on trucks, the size of the F-150, the 1500. Right. They're what we should be able to make properly. All the vehicles that you talked about were basically based around that size of vehicle. The other thing then there is Toyota and then the American brands. In fact, the American brands of Chevrolet and the GM group, Ford and Ram, they're the only ones, and with Toyota, that make vehicles last a long time.
Yep.
So their resale value, and Jeep is in there too. And in fact, I heard yesterday that between 70 and 90% of all Jeep Wranglers built in the last 30, 40 years are still on the road today, which is incredible.
So that begs the question, once these cars get to, let's say, 300,000 miles, whoever is driving them, and usually they are, you can buy those cars at the secondary dealerships. You don't find cars with that kind of mileage for sale at the quote-unquote legitimate dealerships. They only keep
cars around. As a matter of fact, they can't get financing. I remember talking to my friend about this. Financing, if your car's over 6 years old and it's got more than 60,000 miles on it, you have a hard time getting it financed through traditional means, right?
Absolutely. And then financing companies want to finance vehicles which are older because the chances of those vehicles becoming inoperable are very high, but you still have to pay off the vehicle even if it works or it doesn't work. So
right. Yeah.
Bigger.
So in terms of the lifespan, when the car is, let's say they sell, how many new, 14 million new vehicles a year are sold in America, something like that? Am I on the right page?
14.
So does that mean that 14 million vehicles go to the junkyard every year? And if that's the case, where does all that stuff go? And we know that it gets recycled, right? And put back into other cars, new cars. The car you're driving you think is new is probably, there's a lot of stuff in it that got ground up from the old car that you had, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is one of the things that actually is, it's cheaper to use or less expensive to use recycled parts in a car than it actually is to make new steel. So making steel out of old steel is less expensive than to go and mine the ore and do the whole process from beginning to end. So it also makes financial sense. Plus, they're doing things like using recycled fishing nets from our fishing industry to make carpets in these vehicles. Mm-hmm. And they're doing all those type of things, recycle this, recycle that, to actually make car parts because it's actually less expensive.
There you go. All right, New York Auto Show in the next, over the weekend and the next week. What's there?
So it starts today. It opens for 10 days. The public get to go in as of today. The show a little smaller than I expected. There is a lot of new vehicles, a lot of electrics, but in true fashion of my luck, Doug, about 3 months after I buy a brand new Jeep Wrangler, what happens? They come out with a new one.
Yeah, there you go.
They display the new Wrangler there at the show. The one thing that Jeep always do that makes me excited is they're putting a lot of factory parts on it that you would have to buy aftermarket. So now you can get a winch, you can do all those sort of things, and it does get a refresh. But apart from that, most things at the show were really much the same. New electric truck from Ram, new Kia Kona, that sort of thing.
My friend who owns the auto dealerships here has 3 Jeep dealerships in his 26 dealership pocket, and he says the Jeeps, they can't keep them. They're just, everybody wants a Jeep. So I find that to be...
At one point last year, there was a 180-day wait for a new Jeep. So.
Yep. All right, there's the scoop. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.